What do you know about truth? Exposure and accountability, uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable. June 16, 2022. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. Over the past few days, we spoke with two guests who will be at the Path to Truth Conference. It's happening in Riverview, Florida, just outside of Tampa, this Friday and Saturday. We first spoke with Dr. Rainer Fulmich, the German lawyer who wants to bring pharma executives and health officials in front of a second Nuremberg tribunal. We think that's a great idea. And yesterday we talked with medical researcher Dr. Judy Mikovits, eternal foe of the big pharma establishment and the creator of the ultra-viral plandemic video. She went off. If you didn't see it, you should go view that. Now, today we get to talk with the third panel guest of the Path to Truth Conference, Patrick Wood. Pat is the author of Technocracy Rising, the Trojan Horse of Global Transformation. He's also a leading expert on the Trilateral Commission, an elitist and globalist organization set up by David Rockefeller, which has a few hundred members, but yet seeks to influence and control policy here in the United States, in Europe, Japan, and really the entire planet. Patrick has long predicted the rise of a scientific dictatorship, which uses alleged expertise to justify abolishing democracy and controlling the masses in the name of science. Patrick's insights are all grounded in a biblical perspective as well. He's able to see the deep religious origins of modern attacks on our sovereignty, on our property rights, our personal liberty in the form of Agenda 21, so-called smart growth and sustainable development, buzzwords that I'm sure you've heard of, and of course, the Common Core in education. Like we said, Patrick Wood will be in Riverview tomorrow and Saturday. Consider getting a ticket if you're in the Tampa area. You can find an affiliate link attached to this broadcast on Rumble or at stupeters.com. And Patrick joins us now. Mr. Wood, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate it.
Great to be on with you, Stu. Thanks for the invite.
Of course. So have we come to the point where we've basically just replaced God with science?
Well, you and I may not have, but a lot of people have. And this is one of the big dangers in the world today, that science has been elevated above, what we would, and many people would look at as a supreme being. The literature that comes out of the global elite, especially in the scientific arena, talks about taking over evolution, for instance, and using science and genetic manipulation to manipulate living things. That would be anything, plants, animals, fish, birds, et cetera, and humans, I might add, to create a new race of people, a new society, a new utopia. And they're doing this even as they deny that intelligent design got us to where we are today. They now have become, in their mind, the intelligent designers. So they're going to take it from here. Now, this is the mentality, and this is very dangerous, because this whole business of what the religious proposition is called scientism, the whole business of this is science is claiming to be the ultimate source of truth in the universe about man and about the nature of man and the universe. And this is simply not true. It rejects morality. It rejects, of course, the Bible. It rejects many other religious propositions as well. And now they're claiming that, hey, if it isn't scientific, if it isn't science in our science, it doesn't exist. And of course, this is not true. But this is the belief that many, many people have in the halls of science today. And we see this in big pharma. Everywhere you look in big pharma, this is a major theme.
So if people are saying, well, this sounds like really crazy, what are some examples of things that you can actually physically see or tangibly touch right now that prove that this is actually underway?
Oh, yeah. Well, this is pretty easy for people to understand. A lot of people have been concerned about Monsanto over the years, genetically modifying seeds and patenting them and then selling them back to farmers and so on for Roundup, Roundup ready crops and other applications. You have fish have been modified now, genetically modified to grow in farm environments maybe twice as fast as they grow in the ocean. Insects have been modified now to kill mosquitoes off. They've GMO'd mosquitoes to put a kill switch into their gene structure so that when they breed, the offspring won't live. That just is happening with chickens right now, too, that the male chickens will die in the egg so that they don't get hatched and have to be disposed of. You have other things. You have pigs. You have cattle that have been genetically modified. And we see this trend happen over the last 30 years. The last frontier for these people is us, the human being.
And they want to change us, and that's already underway as well. They're telling you that a man can become a woman by taking hormones and getting breasts and cutting off his penis and then go commit, heinous depravity, basically, totally against biblical. How about men having babies? They're looking at trying to make men actually pregnant and carry babies. I mean, they're modifying the human already. This is underway. How dangerous is this, and how slippery is the slope? How fast will it go, in your opinion?
Well, until people recognize what it is, it's going to keep going. This is the problem. Nobody has really recognized what's going on and who's bringing it to us. It's going very, very rapidly right now, and there seems to be very little pressure to stop it. For instance, just this week, the FDA, Food and Drug Administration, their advisory board voted 21-0 to give the experimental, drugs for messenger RNA to children 6 months to 6 years old. And you say, well, how 21 to nothing? I mean, how can you do that? Why isn't there at least one dissenter in that group? But you see, Big Pharma has captured the governmental structures of the world where their policies are being set in, their people have been set in. And so they have free rein to do what they want to do. Now, there are scientists and doctors and all around the world that are screaming foul on this vaccinate the children again. They're saying it's gonna have horrible results, and it probably will, in my opinion, just talking to people like Judy Mikovits. But there's no stopping these people at this point. There's no governmental pressure, and there's very little people pressure still.
Okay, well, that's pretty black pill. I mean, there's no stopping this, meaning that there's really absolutely nothing that anybody can do. Do you really believe that?
On one hand, I do. On the other hand, I say, whatever role that these people give you to play, don't play it. If they tell you to put on a face mask, don't put on a face mask. If they tell you to go and get an injection, don't do it.
If there's billions of us that enjoy freedom, I don't know a person born that I've spoken to that can honestly look me in the eyes and say, I hate liberty. I hate freedom. I hate being able to make my own decisions. I want somebody to tell me how to wake up, what color underwear I should put on, how to walk, how much I can drink, whether or not I can consume real meat, and what kind of vehicle I can drive, if I can drive one at all, to eat bugs and to eat plants. I want somebody to do that in my life. Really, honestly, I don't think anybody would stand in front of you and tell you that. So if there's billions of us that say, no, I like liberty and I like freedom and I want to raise my family how I want to, where my sons are boys and my daughter is a girl who I will eternally lift up and look after and teach them about the Bible and lead them to God and point to the cross and introduce them to Jesus. This is how the majority of us live. Now, there's only a couple hundred or even a couple thousand, I guess, of these people who have the power and the money over us but don't have the brute force. So why are we allowing it?
Only because of ignorance at this point. There's just so many people. You know, Professor Matthias Desmet really expressed this well with his mass formation concept, where it's like about a third to maybe 40% of the population of the world has been hypnotized into believing this crazy narrative that's being put out by groups like the World Economic Forum, for instance, and the World Health Organization and the United Nations and so on.
And the CDC and the FDA and the media and the elected representatives.
Right.
Yes, of course.
That's right. And we would kind of say, well, that's the group that has drunk the Kool-Aid. I mean, we would refer to it that way, I suppose. But it is a psychological phenomenon, and it puts up a barrier around a person's mind where they simply cannot grasp anything going on outside their frame of reference. So we have this group of people in society around the world that are really head over heels in love with this program that, hey, it's good to be vaccinated. Hey, it's good to, be protected by, these scientists that say they have the answers to all the problems in the world. And they're looking for answers in all the wrong places. But because that part of the world believes that, our role is to help them to get out of that mass formation back into reality again. They've been separated from reality. So there's about 30% of us, according to Desmet, that have not bought into it, people perhaps like you and I that haven't bought the official narrative.
Well, group, those are great numbers, actually.
They're great numbers. They are. There's like probably 30, 35% at least of the world population that are completely separate from the fantasy. So it's our role to educate the rest of them and to pull them out, to draw them out and say, look, we need to stop this. We need to stop it now. Because the fact is, Stu, people are dying all over the world from this. There is no concern for the people that are falling dead on the soccer fields and the football fields and whatever. There's no concern for the young men and women that are dying from blood clots, that are dying from heart attacks. It should never be in that position. There's no concern for the children that are going to suffer all kinds of inflammation side effects from this mass vaccination program that's coming. And in the meantime, of course, Big Pharma is getting filthy, stinking rich. An article just came across from Children's Health Defense today from Mercola, I believe, Dr. Mercola, that noted that there are hundreds of millions of unused vaccine vials that are going to the dump, going to the trash because they couldn't use them, they couldn't sell them. Now, this tells me not only did they overestimated how many vaccines would be used, but this tells me that somebody said no along the way. Yeah. Somebody said, I don't want that vial. You're not going to put it in my arm. And so they're going to the landfill now. Of course, the Big Pharma is still collecting money from the government for payments. They still get paid for it, even though it goes into the trash.
Well, you're talking about the immediate reactions to this, the inflammation, the heart problems, the strokes, the athletes dropping dead. The long-term stuff is yet to come. I don't think people are actually physically ready or emotionally or spiritually ready to see the bodies that are going to be piled up of people that are dying prematurely that shouldn't be when you talk about, antibody-dependent yes. enhancement and cancer. And we haven't even discussed between you and I about the planes falling out of the sky for the most medically scrutinized people in the world. Naval aviators, for crying out loud, 3 crashes killing 6 servicemen in 1 month, and nobody wants to say anything about it. The U.S. Navy completely denying it. The Pentagon shutting it up just like they shut up the whole calamity in Afghanistan for as long as they did, trying to cover up that debacle. And it's just one huge cover up after the next. But, 30% inspires me because in 1776, only 3% responded. And that's all I'll say about that. Patrick yes. Wood will be a guest speaker at the Path to Truth Conference in Riverview, Florida. Get your tickets on the Stu Peters Network Rumble channel below these interviews or, of course, at StuPeters.com. Pat, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it. God bless you.
My pleasure. Thank you.
More of the Stu Peters Show continues in 60 seconds. Go nowhere. Friends, I know you see it. They're stealing our liberty. They're stealing our freedom. They're stealing our elections. They're stealing our kids. And now they're trying to steal our God. And you think that they won't steal your money. You're smarter than that. So what do? Protect it. Protect your retirement savings with physical gold and silver. Call 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. These are my good friends over at Gold Co. who will give you up to $10,000 or more in free silver with a qualified account. Just give them a call, 855-706-GOLD. Hyperinflation, increased taxes, government theft, $40 billion to Ukraine. You name it. They're stealing your money. Social Security, bankrupt. I mean, the writing is on the wall. The recession, we didn't see anything in 2008 compared to what we're going to see now. But what happened then is indicative of what's going to happen now. And gold and silver skyrocketed. Protect your retirement savings with physical gold and silver. Call my good friends at Gold Co. 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. Kansas is America's third largest cattle state. But right now, those cattle in Kansas are dropping dead. Like by the score. An estimated 10,000 cattle have died there in the past few days. In one video, one farm shows over 3,000 dead cattle just laying there. Officials are, of course, blaming this on excessive heat. Sure, in some parts of northwest Kansas, it got to 108 degrees on Monday, so there could be some merit to that claim, but cattle are hardy animals. I mean, they do just fine in Texas where it's 100 degrees for half the summer. And if you look at that video, you don't see dead cattle like here and there. No, thousands of them are all strung out in rows. So forgive the cynic in me, but I really don't think it's quite that simple. What, it got hot and they dropped dead and farmers were helpless to save their valuable investments? No, I don't think so. I think something else is going on here. I think Deanna Lorraine thinks something else is going on here as well, and she joins us to discuss. Deanna, thank you so much for being here. Dead cattle, the heat. It was 106 degree heat index here in the Minnesota, Minneapolis, Twin Cities metropolitan area. No dead cattle. Weird. And if cattle are dying, why wouldn't we see like deer falling over and dead dogs and cats? Like everything should be dropping dead, right?
Right. Well, we've always had heat waves, and many states and districts and cities across America have always had 105 degree weather. I've been in 105 degree weather all week long in Texas, and we don't see cows dropping dead or dogs dropping dead, et cetera. Of course, they're going to blame climate change, but I might blame something else. So the National Bio, let me make sure I get this right. It's called NBAF, the National Bio and Agricultural Defense Facility, is being set up. This is what I think is to blame here. And it's the Department of Homeland Security is partnered with this and funding this. And they're creating a big station in Kansas, in Manhattan, Kansas, where their goal is to be researching highly infectious diseases and vaccines, those diseases which could wipe out livestock and potentially hugely harm cattle, livestock, and humans. And why I'm suspicious of this is it seems like every time they set up a base to research highly infectious diseases, all of a sudden that very same highly infectious disease that they were researching happens to pop up and infect everybody, doesn't it?
Oh, you mean like Wuhan, China? Wait, let's test this petri dish full of spike proteins and venomous snake peptides from all over the place. And then whoops, everybody caught it.
Whoa, it's so weird. Such a coincidence. So this whole setup right here, this National Bio and Agro Defense Facility, which is almost done right now, and they're going to be putting a lot of time, billions of dollars into this so that they can research these highly infectious diseases. And look at this is interesting. This is just one little blurb inside one article, but it says this. I think it's funny. Why it matters. A product of USDA and the Department of Homeland Security, the lab will research diseases that, if they affect enough livestock, could harm agricultural industries. Now, let's just remove the word research and exchange that with concoct. And it makes a lot more sense.
Yes,
right?
Absolutely.
The lab will concoct diseases that will wipe out livestock. And it's interesting how we have these food shortages now. And it's interesting how we have these cattle dropping dead and everything. And it's interesting that the Great Reset is the greatest transfer of wealth and power in the world. And they want us dependent on them. And then we have Bill Gates creating a bunch of fake meat. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to understand what are they doing here in this lab.
You will have nothing and you will be happier than you have ever been. Remember? And then also remember that there was a baby formula shortage. Couldn't get baby formula. We couldn't take care of our own. But guess what? No problem. Bill Gates has heavily invested in synthetic baby formula. Like, yeah, I mean, come on, man.
Bill Gates to save the day and Mark Zuckerberg and the whole gang. And it's just like clockwork. I mean, come on here. We're going to see these infectious diseases suddenly pop up. But wait, we researched them. No, you concocted them, you boneheads. That's what's happening here. They're going to poison things. They're going to concoct these infectious diseases. And it's interesting. If you read some of these articles, I'm just going to say one more thing. It's saying, just one of these hand, foot, and mouth diseases could wipe out billions of dollars of livestock. And cattle. And it's almost like they're salivating here. They're chomping at the bit.
Yeah,
they're
could
like,
be yes, billions.
We can't wait for this to happen.
Yeah. They're paying farmers to burn their own crops.
Yeah,
of course. They're buying up farm land. The CCP in Oklahoma buying thousands of acres. Enough space, like the size of Rhode Island, they just bought up. They don't want, and what did they do there? They replaced crops that we need to consume as Americans with an illegal marijuana grow, which is, by the way, overseen and managed by who? Illegal aliens. So, getting rid of crops, getting rid of baby formula, getting rid of cattle. Oh, we have fake meat. We have synthetic baby formula. And by the way, we're going to do something new with your genetics as well.
Yeah.
Maybe you as a human is who actually really needs to change. How do you think they killed these cattle? I mean, let's just do this. Let's just jump on the this is intentional. This is diabolical. This is cynical. They killed these cattle. How do you think they did it? 5G? I mean, is there 5G in Kansas around these cattle? I mean, there's a lot of speculation in Telegram and everywhere else.
5G, they turn the microwaves on all of a sudden. Whoopsie daisy. There could be poison. There could be, oh, let's give them a bunch of vaccines to help prevent this infectious disease. And then it just suddenly happens to kill them with these vaccines.
So you're looking at this video. I mean, you can see the cattle here. There's like forklifts moving around, trying to move. These rigor mortis has set in here. These cattle are stiff. They're just laying here. They're all stacked up like cordwood. Let me just pose the question. Can you imagine replacing these cattle with children? Because this is what the world really needs to actually get used to seeing. Bodies piled up, but these are going to be kids. These are going to be your neighbors, your friends, your loved ones, your fellow churchgoers, the people that work in the supermarkets. These are the people that are just going to all of a sudden, due to excessive heat, just be dropping dead. So how long are we going to let them continue to gaslight us like this? And by the way, who's funding this center for concocting dangerous crap that kills things?
Well, it sounds like the Department of Homeland Security, but
oh, so we are. So we're funding this. The taxpayers are funding the bioweapons lab, essentially, to kill.
Yeah. So we're literally funding our own slavery. We're funding our own death and our children's death. That's so tragic and sad. And yet so many people just their heads are in the sands and they have no idea what's really going on here.
There are people who didn't understand. Remember, thousands of chickens were ending up dead. Just a couple of weeks ago, we spoke about this on the Stu Peter Show. There was thousands of chickens in Wisconsin just all of a sudden dead. Now we have cattle just all of a sudden. They're playing around with different things. How long is it going to be before your plants won't grow? Or if they do, there's little vaccine vials popping out of your tomatoes instead of a tomato. I don't know. This is absolutely people that don't see what's going on here. We just have to pray for them because this is coming. And people need to start really thinking about what they're going to do, disconnecting from all of this and actually really setting up an alternate society, an alternate community, growing your own food, raising your own cattle. I don't know. Or going in on a farm with somebody else, buying land, buy land. Don't let Bill Gates buy all this land. Buy it yourself. Say no when he comes in with millions of dollars to purchase this stuff. But farmers are walking away because farmers, Deanna, can't make money in growing crops anymore because they're paid not to. They're not getting any money for crops. When they do grow crops, they can't ship them because there's no truckers to drive the crops because of the supply chain crisis that's been manufactured and concocted. You have ships sitting off port that won't come in. And when they do come in, truckers don't show up. And when they do show up, they're told to go away. And now if you try to raise cattle, guess what? The cost of beef is up exponentially because the cost of fertilizer and feed is up exponentially because of an undeclared war that we're fighting in Ukraine against the boogeyman, Vladimir Putin, who seems to be the only man standing between the New World Order and whatever this illusion of freedom is. Did I about sum that up?
You about sum that up. And by the way, and it's you talked about the visual of cattle being stacked up and taken away by forklifts. The FDA just approved the vaccine for kids, for babies, for infants under 5 years old.
Yeah, six months.
6 months old. And, you know, I've talked about this on my show, Shots Fired Tonight. You got to listen and stay tuned. But this is a travesty. We're going to start seeing now children being stacked up by cordwood, being taken away by forklifts in the masses. This is genocide. Right now, happening before our eyes, this is genocide. Do you want to participate in it? Do you want to be a bystander? Or do you want to participate in the ending of this genocide?
Yeah, I couldn't have said it better myself. Deanna Lorraine, Shots Fired, coming up immediately following the Stu Peters Show. You can find it on Rumble and the Stu Peters Network or always at StuPeters.com. Dear, thank you so much for being here. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Stu.
Yeah, of course. Coming up next, we're going to talk with Albert Benavides. This guy is an expert in studying the VAERS database, the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System. 12,500 deaths and handicaps and injuries and hospitalizations deleted, poof, gone over the last 9 weeks. We'll get into that next on the Stu Peters Show as we continue in 60 seconds.
The food supply is in peril. War has wiped out grain stores. Mysterious fires have consumed dozens of processing plants. And the Biden junta is paying farmers not to grow.
We could increase and disseminate more rapidly food shortages.
But there's hope from heaven. Heavensharvest.com.
That stuff is perfect. It's 25-year shelf life. You can buy it, stick it in your closet, and forget about it.
Christian-owned, kingdom-operated, is ready to help your family prepare for famine, pestilence, and another pandemic. Join Heaven's Harvest Food Club today and enjoy the benefits of a stockpile and peace of mind. No cost, free shipping, cancel anytime, preparation on demand, water filters, seeds, and vacuum-sealed buckets of grub. Call today for 1 month's supply of food for less than the cost of a daily meal, or fill your stores for a whole year with food that lasts. Don't wait. Prepare for the devil's worst. HeavensHarvest.com, your angel investor for enduring the end times.
Albert Benavides spent 25 years as a revenue cycle management expert. He ran the ultra-complex medical billing operations that exist at some of America's largest hospitals. At one point, he managed the fourth largest diagnostic laboratory in the country. He also ran his own billing company for a while. What I'm saying is that makes him an expert. He's one of America's foremost experts on how medical record keeping works, and that makes him also one of America's foremost experts on the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System database. Theirs, you'll remember, is the database of all of the illnesses and ailments and deaths that take place after somebody gets a vaccine in this country. Well, Albert has been doing the hard work of closely tracking the VAERS database and how it changes over time. And over the past 2 months, he says that there has been a dramatic amount of information deleted, vanished, disappeared from the database. Overall, more than 12,500 records have vanished in the past 9 weeks, including 2,000 hospitalizations, 1,000 permanent disabilities, and 550 deaths. Albert Benavides joins us now to explain his findings in more detail. Albert, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having me, Stu.
12,500 records in 9 weeks. Were these all associated with this COVID jab?
Every last one of them, Stu. They've also deleted some non-COVID types, but 99% of all the deletions have all been COVID jabs.
So why are they deleting them?
You know, the fine print, and which I don't believe could be duplicates or false claims. And I give them the benefit of the doubt of being a duplicate. So I've spot checked about 2,000 claims myself. And, you know, to tell you in all truth and honesty, under oath and attestation, if I have to, I cannot find 10% of the matching duplicate. So I can't tell you why they're deleting them, because it doesn't make any sense.
So is there a pattern? Are they deleting a certain type of patient, an age group? What have you noticed in that regard?
You know, the only thing that I've noticed, it's a higher frequency of percentage of, for each category, like deaths, where, you know, 2% of all the VAERS reports are death, while 5% of all the reports that are being deleted are death. So it's a higher frequency in that regard. But it's in proportion, like you were reading off 1,000 permanent disabilities. And then, as you know, there's more percentage of hospitalizations and even more emergency room visits. And then, you know, a lot of supposedly none of the above, not serious reports as well.
Well, these are serious. Hospitalizations, permanent disabilities, death. I don't know how it gets any more serious than that side effect or intended consequence. So how are they getting away with doing this when it's right out in the public for everybody to see? And it's complete BS when they say that it's about duplicates or false reports, because if it was a false report, there would be a criminal charge or an investigation against these people, because, correct me if I'm wrong, I think it's a federal felony to falsely report a vaccine injury to this database that is monitored by the CDC, by the way.
Well, you know, Stu, and thank you and God bless you. You're the only one shouting about it, saying anything about it. And because of your attention to this and bringing me on the first time, since then, Epoch Times picked up the story. Children's Health Defense picked up the story. Mercola picked up the story. But then, you know, mainstream media. So the general public doesn't know what's going on.
Has anybody contacted the CDC about this? Have you? Has anybody contacted the operators of this database and said, hey, what the hell is going on here?
you know, I have to assume, I haven't, but I have to assume people, you know, much operations, much bigger than me, maybe Children's Health Defense or, you know, Bobby Kennedy's doing something, but they know. I mean, thank God the big folks know, Del Big Tree and, you know, Children's Health Defense, they know about this. So hopefully Aaron Siri's on it.
Okay, so they continue to hide things right out in the wide open. Obviously, their arrogance is just abundantly wide. It's insane to me. I don't even know what to do with this, Albert, because you can scream this from the rooftops and they just go, yeah, so what? And then they just lie about their old lies. We really are living in the empire of lies right now. So, okay, does it really even make a difference, actually? Because we know that they lie about everything. So they've deleted 12,500 records. They're going to delete 12,500 more over the next 9 weeks, or probably even more than that. So we know that this is living proof that Harvard's study of less than 1% of actual vaccine injuries that are reported to this system is likely true. And now that number may be even less of the number of report, because now they're deleting the 1% or less thereof than the actual people hurt. So what are we approaching? 30,000 deaths now, right? Right. So are we really, I mean, can we say that there's that many deaths, 30 million people?
You know, I'm on the bandwagon now that I'm saying that Harvard Pilgrim study is probably, it could be antiquated now, we're going above 100%. I'm on that camp. There's starting to be a few people. I mean, this is coming into focus, Stu. You know, this is a genocide coming into focus. And so, you know, the 41% or the 30% underreporting factor, I mean, pretty soon that's going to be antiquated. And we're going to be looking at, something more than what Harvard Pilgrim was saying. And Stu, just to let you know, 12,000 in the last 9 weeks. 19,000 total. So I don't want to let them off the hook for those ones.
Right. But the pace is actually picking up, because if it's 19,000 total, and just in the last 9 weeks, it's been 12,500. So, like, let me ask a question. Where are all of these so-called firebrand conservative truth, hard charging Rand Paul, Senator Ron Johnson, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Matt Gaetz, accountability firebrands? You know, where are these people right now? Where the hell are these cucks?
You know, I'm trying, I've sent some emails out, you know, little old me, but yeah, that's a good question. Where are they, Stu? Where are they?
These people should be held accountable. This is a federal government operation. The vaccine adverse events reporting system is monitored by the CDC. It's paid for by the taxpayer. We instruct our elected representatives what to do, and they either follow those instructions or they are removed and the entire form of government is abolished. And that's according to the state's constitutions. Read yours if you haven't, and the United States Constitution. So these people need to be contacted and instructed as to what it is that they're supposed to be doing, and the entire CDC ought to be torn down. It should be burned from the ground up, and everybody that works there should be fired and not eligible for rehire at any time, and possibly face criminal charges for what is happening in the cover-up that they're perpetuating here right out in the wide open. This is sick and it's disgusting. And I will name them, all of them. Actually, there isn't one sitting member of Congress. There isn't one sitting United States senator that is taking this to the top. There's not one of them saying, look, 12,500 people have reported injuries. 550 of them are dead. And the world doesn't know about it because our government is participating in the cover-up of mass murder at the hands of Tony Fauci, who should be arrested on probable cause and held for suspicion for committing mass murder. Genocide, crimes against humanity, and there's a precedent for what we do with these people. Albert Benavides, thank you so much for your discoveries and for being here. We appreciate it. God bless you.
Thanks for having me, Stu.
And by the way, will you please keep up on this and report back to us as more and more of this so that I can have more and more moments? Because I really need it. It's almost therapeutic. And these people, these shameful people who say that they're about truth, who have done nothing for the people, they should be expelled from Congress, not for creating an anime video like Paul Gosar, the only person in Congress that ever fought for us, which is why he's been kicked out. Not for committing the crime of a thought. No, they should be expelled and kicked out and arrested for not doing anything. These people represent us. Am I right? I mean, am I right? Am I right?
I'm your man. I'm your man, Stu. I come strong or I don't come at all.
Albert Benavides, God bless you. Thank you so much. The Stu Peters Show continues in 60 seconds. If you can handle more, we'll be right back. So we're just going to take it upon ourselves to be mentally strong. Nobody's going to pull the wool over our eyes. We refuse to be duped. The Stu Crew will not be played because we are mentally strong. We have the clarity and we have the focus. We have the aggression when we need it. The brain supplements from Newtopia can help you. I'm telling you, these things are absolutely incredible. I'm going to stay away from the aggression. I think I should stay away from the aggression. But the clarity and the focus, I'm telling you, no coffee in the morning required, no shot of caffeine, no hitting the snooze button. It's like an on switch for your brain. You can process all of this information. Go to Newtopia.com/Stu Peters. I'm going to spell it out for you. That's Nootopia, Newtopia. .com/Stu Peters and check out the products from Newtopia. Brain supplements that are totally legal, 100% safe. Even in the evening time, if you want to chill a little bit, replace alcohol with these brain supplements and it really does put you in a total chill. It really does. They're safe, they're not addictive, they're effective, and they're 100% legal. Newtopia.com/Stu Peters. Again, Newtopia.com/Stu Peters.
Uncle Sam says you're a terrorist if you know vaccines are dangerous, but the real Osama bin boosted are getting sick, and Fauci can't hide it. One man has had enough of the madness. There's a sheriff coming after the shot shills.
I'm going after them individually. Every single one of them, individually. I'm coming after you. Every one of them, I am.
Christopher Key has founded Vaccine Police, and he will arrest tyranny.
Then they can be hung up and they can be executed. So this stops. It stops here, guys. Let's go in.
Vaccine mandates for kids? No. Mask mandates for little Mikey? Heck no. School boards have been put on notice.
No man is evil. And I know man is all about money and power.
It's open season on treason. Vaccine police are on patrol. Old Bill Clutchill, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when vaccine police come for you? Resist. Go to vaccine-police.com. Forget the woo flu. Back the blue. Vaccine-police.com.
We were planning to have Dr. Vladimir Zev Zelenko on the show last week and again this week to discuss his COVID protocol and his upcoming book and the relentless campaign to harass and vilify, possibly even kill him, because of what he has said about the COVID pandemic. Unfortunately, Dr. Zelenko wasn't able to make it due to a medical emergency. He had to cancel both appearances. Look, I hate to be the one bringing this news, but sadly, Dr. Zelenko is not well. He's not old, but sadly, it looks like the Lord God will be calling him home sooner rather than later. Even if you avoid the big pharma jab, even if you avoid the bioweapon clot shot, even if you do everything possible to take care of your health, the truth is that all of us must go and die and go before God eventually. It sucks. Makes it easier when you're a believer, of course. Fortunately, Dr. Zelenko has lived his life understanding what's most important. Making sure that we have the best possible impact on the world while we're here. And that we leave a positive legacy after we're gone. And that's why even with his health failing, Dr. Zelenko has been working extremely hard in recent months to make sure that his legacy will live on. That's why he's established the Zelenko Freedom Foundation. The Zelenko Freedom Foundation will have four key goals. First, incubate. Find and cultivate the next generation of biomedical technology that'll be able to save and improve lives, but of course, which big pharma will ignore in pursuit of profits. Second, educate. Inform the public how to protect their health as well as fight for their rights as consumers and patients. Third, share. Take the information that's being suppressed by the government and by Silicon Valley oligarchs and do everything possible to make sure that it is spread throughout the entire world. And finally, support. 10% of the revenue from Zelenko Labs, the company started by Dr. Zelenko, will be directed to support the Freedom Foundation's work for many years into the future. The first two chairs of the Zelenko Freedom Foundation will be Kevin Jenkins and Ann Vandersteel. Kevin is the founder of the Urban Global Health Alliance, which works to educate urban communities so they can overcome decades of indoctrination and suppression from globalist elites. Ann is a new media journalist who's focused her work on exposing the criminals who have exploited COVID-19 to strip away our God-given freedoms. Both Kevin and Ann join us now. Thank you both for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Stu. Good to see you.
Thank you very much.
It's tough. It sucks. Dr. Zelenko is a humanitarian genius, saved thousands of lives in upstate New York while people like Andrew Cuomo were committing premeditated murder, mass murder, throwing elderly geriatrics into homes and just watching them die when they knew that early treatment was the key. Dr. Zelenko knew about the early treatment. 99.9% of high-risk patients, he was able to save them. And now here we are. It sucks. But his legacy will live on, and you all are helping. So please tell us about this.
Well, thank you for having us on the show. I'm here with my great partner, Ann. And, you know, we had the opportunity of talking to Dr. Zelenko the other day, and he was giving us a deeper perspective of why he was concerned, not just about his life, but about the rest of the world and why we should be building, helping him build his foundation so we can educate the next future leaders of this country so they can always be prepared to not only educate, but to fight back against the tyranny of their time, because they will be tyranny of their time one day. And he said, if we can build leaders to educate communities all around the country, we will have a major impact on what the future of this country looks like. You know, and because of her experience and deeper relationship with Dr. Zelenko, we kind of gel together and say the one thing that we're going to do is we're going to build a foundation. This foundation is going to be on the foundation of truth and be purposeful and be focused on not just saving the country, but making sure we build a community that is focused on wellness, focused on the future and those leaders, and then build companies that will be able to be competitive in the marketplace to start to educate and empower and build a healthy society.
And you know that Dr. Zelenko is a fighter. I mean, you know him, you know him well. This guy, I mean, strapped up everywhere that he goes. One of the most generous people that I know, very caring, authentic, genuine, real person, a real man of honor and integrity and dignity. They tried to kill him. I mean, this guy was on Pfizer's hit list. They were going to murder him. And still yet, he stared them directly in the face and said, no, I'm going to save people no matter what it costs.
And you know, Stu, you're absolutely right. I mean, this is a man who 4 years ago was diagnosed with terminal cancer. And it's a kind of cancer that is undiagnosed until they find it on the autopsy table, about 10 cases per year. And he still, 4 years later, is still fighting. But he's not just fighting for his life. His life to him is beside the point. It's all the thousands of people, millions, in fact, that he saved. But it started in ground zero in a little small town, as he was a country doctor, a man who immigrated at 4 years old from Kiev, Ukraine, and understands what it means to come from a communist society and live in a free society, only to watch our society be taken over by demons, not just here, but worldwide. So he's standing up in the face of tyranny everywhere. And I can truly tell you that I'll never forget the day that President Trump, during his coronavirus press, we call them the press rallies, read the letter from Dr. Zelenko and talked about, you know, receiving a letter from a doctor in upstate New York who was talking about hydroxychloroquine. Stu, the irony of it is, I just got back from CPAC and was on the 10th day of 103.5 fever. I had COVID in March of 2020. And it was, you know, I thought I was going to die, but I didn't know what I had until I found out later. And I looked at my husband, I said, holy cow, this man has solved it. He's put a dagger in the heart of big pharmaceutical. He's exposed. I immediately looked up NIH hydroxychloroquine and realized Fauci was lying through his teeth on the podium that day when he bum rushed President Trump to shut him up about hydroxychloroquine. And then, of course, we now know that, you know, Fauci and the NIH were behind the studies of HCQ in 2003, 2005, and its efficacy against coronaviruses, against H1N1, and a myriad of even cancers right now, Stu. So the cover-up and the fact that Dr. Zelenko shined a very bright spotlight in the darkest cabal of all, the big pharmaceutical cabal, which has nothing but intent of turning you into a renewable annuity that, you know, every month your disease state pay them money and then they can quickly kill you when they choose to with a poisonous death shot. This isn't about saving lives. It never was. It was about making you a renewable annuity and draining your pocketbooks, keeping you enslaved in the debt slave society. And of course, when they were done with you, early termination. And hence, like you said, that homicidal maniac, Governor Andrew Cuomo, which murdered tens of thousands of the elderly during COVID by putting sick patients in the old folks' homes, should be hanging from his, you know what, right now. This is disgusting.
His neck.
Thank you, Stu.
Well, you know, Dr. Zelenko's legacy is a bold legacy. I mean, he stood out when nobody was prepared to stand out and tell the truth. And I think the foundation is going to always have that part of it, that heart and soul of what he wanted to, how he wanted to save this country. And so we're just excited to be, we're honored that he chose us to, you know, fulfill that legacy, to continue to work on his messaging and continue to look at, you know, companies and other entities that might be doing the great work and bring them into our house, a foundation of truth, not a foundation of lies. And we're just excited about this opportunity to try to transform the world the way he always wanted to. And guess what? Everyone at home is still alive. And he's working every day before he passes to glory to make sure that we're on the right course and we're single focused. And we're about saving every child, every man, every family, every community. And that means getting out there and rolling up our sleeves to build a new future for America.
When doctors were confused about what the hell was going on, these patients were coming in. They couldn't breathe. This thing wasn't really presenting as a respiratory virus at all. They weren't responding to anything. They had to be put on ventilators and given this remdesivir. And then they were confused about why, when they were put on this remdesivir, they just got worse. And that the ventilators weren't helping. And so Dr. Zelenko very early on was the one who actually looked into researching, what is this? What are we dealing with? Oh, wow. So the diaphragm isn't working. So really what we need to do here is roll out this early treatment to keep people out of these hospitals, when instead the death traps, the modern day ovens that they wanted all of us to be in. And you're right, this was never about saving lives, Anne. This was about taking them. This was always about mass murder. That's what this was. And Dr. Zelenko realized that early on. And he knew the risks that were associated with this. His license, he didn't care. His job, he didn't care. His life was on the line. He didn't care. This guy saved thousands of lives immediately as a first-person provider. Can you imagine how many millions of lives he has saved through programs like this one and yours, and by amplifying his voice with that early treatment? And then, of course, rolling out the Z-Stack protocol. I mean, just this guy, everybody should be praying to God, thanking God for sending us this man.
It's true.
And you know what, Stu? Here's the thing. It wasn't that he just set everything aside to do it despite his own health concerns. He open sourced it all. In fact, today you can look up and he will tell you exactly what's in the Z-Stack regimen, which you've sold, I've sold, millions of people have bought around the world. It has been a very effective God-given supplement that, frankly, big pharmaceutical companies covered up. They didn't want you to know that quercetin is nature's hydroxychloroquine. That is the gun that delivers the zinc. And that's what you need, is getting that zinc into your cells to boost your immune system and kill those viruses. It has worked if people only knew it. But of course, the deep state food that they've been feeding us for years. I mean, Stu, you and I can agree, the pandemic in this country was never coronavirus. It's obesity right now. That's right. It's the stupidity of, not stupidity, it's the ignorance of the public. They're not stupid. They're ignorant to the fact because they've been lied to and they've been misled by the very same people who want to just absolutely destroy your health with bad food, but then put you on some kind of regimen over here where I said it's a renewable entity. And when they're done with you, when your wealth is used up, they're going to put you in the ground. And that is exactly what we see happening right now. Not to mention, Dr. Zelenko will tell you, this is the battle of good and evil. And that's, it's right, staring the primordial serpent right in the face, Stu, right in the face, and saying, I'm going to take the head of that snake off, which is what his book is about. It's about taking the head of the snake off. And Dr. Zelenko did it that day. He wrote that letter to President Trump, who so eloquently read it to the world to let them know there is a true vaccine out there and it can stop with early treatment. You don't have to die, particularly when we all know now it was the corporate United States Department of Defense and Ralph Baric and Fauci and all these people that came together to make this bioweapon. It was not a natural weapon that ended up in everybody's bloodstreams that started killing people. This was man-made. This is not your typical cold, Stu. You know it, I know it, they know it, but they want you to believe that they've got the answer. They don't. Dr. Zelenko always did.
we're building a great team. We have a great team of people working with us. They're just on the ground every day working to make this happen and make this a reality, because we believe a healthy society is a healthy community. And I got to tell you something. There's a lot of people out here in the world that in the last 2 days have been calling us. How can we support you? How can we stand up with you? How can we build a foundation of truth? How can we build a foundation on empowering people in this country to take back their health, take back their rights, and not allow this tyrannical group of people to commoditize our bodies? And we talk about that over the last couple of years, how we've been on the road, that we need to protect our humanity from these people. And I think this foundation is just the beginning of that. And we're going to be hyper retail, going into every community in this country, building that network that will allow us to be able to educate, empower, and give abilities to people to not just be healthy, but to own their bodies, own their voices, own their community, own their future. And I think this foundation is the beginning of something very invigorating in this community and communities around the country, where we say it's time to take back all of our rights, not give our rights away, but take them back.
Amen. Well said.
one of the last things that Dr. Zelenko texted me, I was just looking back in my phone here, because you do that. You know, this whole thing sucks.
It does.
It's an honor to be able to see his legacy be carried on. The things that he's done for me personally, just from Zev to Stu, you know, not just for the world or for this platform or what we've done professionally with each other here and trying to get this information out, but the things that he's done for me personally. And then, you know, the other day when we were texting about his appearance, and he just, you know, he told me like, hey, this is the hill that we have to die on. And we started talking about being in each other's foxholes, and we agreed, no, we're not going to be in a foxhole. We're going to be sharpening the bayonet and running straight at this evil, because that's Amen. Exactly what this is a war of good versus evil being waged in the heavens, played out here on earth right now for all of us to see. I hope that everybody that is a viewer of the Stu Peters Show, everybody that's Stu Crew, everybody in the Stu Peters tribe and family will go and support the Zelenko Freedom Foundation, because this is the legacy that we must carry on for the man who was willing to sacrifice it all to save you and your kids and their future. Okay. It's just, it sucks. And I'm out of time. Kevin Jenkins and Vandersteel, thank you so much for being here. God bless you both.
Thank you.
Branch Covidians have turned our cities into super shedder capitals. The jabbed have become self-spreading bioweapons, threatening the purebloods.
He pulled this clot out, but as he pulled it out, it became something that was the extent of the person's entire leg. It was almost like a wax, you know, mold of something.
The clot shot is ending careers, detonating bombs in the brains of pilots.
Dozens, maybe north of 100 commercial airline pilots have died within just a few days of being vaccinated. Dead.
But don't despair. There's an answer to protect you and your kids from the chimerically engineered symptoms. Forget the forever boosters. Fortify your immune system today with the Z-Stack from Dr. Zev Zelenko. One pill formula, taken twice a day. Everything you need to fight back against bioweapons, RSV, and influenza B. ZStackProtocol.com. Stock up now. Be prepared. Stand ready. ZStackProtocol.com.
Over 50 million Americans report anxiety so high that it causes sleepless nights. It's not hard to believe. Over 75% of Americans have a magnesium deficiency. Do you know how important magnesium is for your body and your overall health? Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Again, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Check out Magnesium Breakthrough. I take it. It promotes good rest, good sleep. It prevents low mood. It prevents stress and anxiety. Magnesium, very important. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Learn all about what happens when you have a magnesium deficiency and why Mag Breakthrough is the only product for you. Magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Again, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. We made a promise very early on this program to never take one dime from some big globalist corporation or big pharma or sell out to any special interests or do any deals with these sellout politicians. We won't do it. And we have kept that promise. We are funded by independent sponsors, period, patriots that love this country. We're also funded by you, Stu Crew, the Stu Peters Show tribe. You subscribe to a premium membership and we give you more than anybody else will. For sure, The Stu Peters extended interviews every Saturday, Shots Fired with Deanna Lorraine, The Dr. Jane Ruby Show, The Richard Leonard Show, Scriptures and Wall Street with Carlos Cortez, Crosstalk with Lauren Witzke and Ed Saul. The list goes on and on. Uncensored with Maria Z Down Under, $10 a month. But now only $1 trials available right now at redvoicemedia.com/premium. Go there. Speaking of saving money, this guy's going to save you a whole bunch of money. Carlos Cortez, Scriptures and Wall Street, also the founder and CEO at Cortez Wealth Management. AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. Do business with a like-minded independent fiduciary that can help you, not these communists that are in these heavily advertised big banks and financial advisor firms. It's disgusting what these people do. They're beholden to Wall Street, right? And they bend over for the Biden regime, which is sold out to the CCP. So by de facto, they're communists. I know you can't say it, but I can. You can say what you can do to help people, though.
Yes, you know, this recession that we're going into, remember, Stu, recessions are called after it happens. So two negative quarters of GDP. We don't want to wait that long for a recession. We want to be proactive. And we've been saying this for years now. You don't have to go down with the ship. Okay. There are options for our God-fearing American patriotic listeners. Call us, go to our website, book a complimentary consultation. If you don't want to go to a class, you can go to CortezWM.com. And we will give you the best solution to protect your retirement, as well as having the ability to go to an online class. You'll learn a lot of new things that are coming down the pipes, too.
Yeah, it's coming up right after this. AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. It's free. It's a class that'll teach you. You could do it in your boxer shorts on your couch if you want to. You could do it out on the back deck having a glass of wine or a scotch. You could do it while you're making supper. You could do it alone. You could do it with a family. You could do it with your girlfriend. You could do it with however you want to do it. Just do it. Just do it. AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. Until tomorrow at this time, here's what's up to it. Here's what's down to it. Here's the any way you can get to it. Here's to those that don't do it. Maybe be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it. I got to look at how much time I have here. I'm always running right up against a break. Pray for me. I'm praying for you. Remember to fly low and avoid the radar. Listen, one day they're going to come for the car, and when they do,